We take a trip now to the Chelsea Flower Show in central London. If you didn't already know it, gardening is something of an English obsession. And this Maytime garden show and competition is the biggest and the best. Seriously, it's the World Cup of horticulture.
The French summer starts with Cannes. Sexy film stars and Mediterranean sunshine, which is all very glamorous and Gallic. Britain doesn't do things like that. The British summer starts with the Chelsea Flower Show, the Queen, and, well, maybe some London sunshine, but one year they called it the Chelsea Shower Flow because of all the rain. Yet Cannes and Chelsea have more in common than you'd think, at least in terms of public interest, media attention, and competitive intensity. The British event is the world's most important horticultural competition because nobody, truly nobody, takes gardening as seriously as the British. Beyond the 165,000 people who come in person and the 2 million who watch it on the BBC, the Chelsea Flower Show claims to reach an audience of 1.9 billion through TV, press, and radio coverage around the world. Partly, it's the pure Britishness of the thing. A flower festival attended by the Queen, where everyone dresses nicely and drinks champagne. Lovely. But mostly, it's because gardeners are a passionate, obsessive, somewhat crazy species. Today, as they have for centuries, they are constantly trying to develop new plant hybrids, crossing varieties in search of the perfect colour and shape. Since the Chelsea Flower Show began in 1913, this has been the place where they come to introduce their creations to the world. In total, last year's show featured 5,905 plants. Then there are the competitive show gardens, designed by the world's top landscaped architects. These installations cost hundreds of thousands of pounds and take more than a year to prepare, but only exist for the 5 days of the festival. Their impact, however, can sometimes last for decades in terms of how they influence tastes in Britain and the rest of the world. "I love the pressure, the adrenaline," says horticulturalist Jamie Butterworth. "You work for as long as you can, as hard as you can, then you go to the pub. It's the World Cup of gardening." Don't worry if you don't understand. You probably just have to be British.